Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into a really crucial topic for anyone in HR or employee relations.
Right. How technology can actually change the game for managing employee issues.
Exactly. And our source for this deep dive is this great buyer's guide focusing on the tech options out there.
Yeah, it's pretty insightful. So our mission today really is to walk you through the main challenges ER leaders are facing. Look at the different kinds of tech solutions the guide mentions and, help figure out what actually matters when choosing these tools.
And the core problem, I think it's one many of you probably live day to day, managing employee issues. It's not just admin work, is it?
No, definitely not. It's often messy, legally tricky.
Yeah.
And it has this huge ripple effect, right, on the company's reputation, its brand.
And the employee experience too, critically.
Exactly. You've got to handle things fairly, consistently, use data,
Yeah.
but wow, that's tough without a proper
It
system.
really is. And getting just one significant issue wrong.
Oh, it can be incredibly costly. Not just like potential legal fees, but the sheer time it sucks up
Right.
and the damage to trust, to morale, it spreads.
Okay, so that sets the stage. Let's look at why specialized ER tech is becoming, well, essential.
Well, fundamentally, it's about shifting from being purely reactive to more proactive.
Okay.
This kind of tech helps you spot issues sooner, track them really carefully, conduct better investigations, document everything securely,
And the big one.
uncover trends you just would not see if your data is all over the place.
Right. Gives you insights to fix problems before they blow up.
Exactly. Fix the process, fix the culture, whatever the underlying thing is.
So the guide kind of walks through the options people use, starting right at the basics, spreadsheets, email.
Yeah, the default for a lot of teams, maybe smaller ones especially, they seem easy, they seem free,
Yeah.
but the guide points out some major limitations, particularly for ER. Imagine trying to manage a complex case, sensitive details, consistent steps, confidentiality, all in a shared spreadsheet.
Doesn't sound ideal.
No, it leads to inconsistent documents, data scattered, security risks everywhere, and basically zero reporting or trend analysis. You just can't connect the dots.
Okay, what about a step up? Maybe legacy case management tools, things built on, like a CRM or IT ticketing.
Right. Those are often already in place, a bit more structure, maybe better security than spreadsheets.
But still not quite right.
The core issue, the guide says, is they weren't built for ER nuances. An IT ticket is linear, right? Open, fix, close.
Yeah.
ER cases, rarely linear. Multiple issues, different people, things change. These systems, they struggle with complex stuff. No guided process for ER best practices.
And the data gets mixed up.
Totally. Mixed with customer service tickets or IT requests. Makes real ER analysis hard. Plus, the vendor probably knows nothing about ER needs.
Okay. And ethics hotlines. Lots of companies have those.
Important, yeah, for flagging things initially. But the source survey here is revealing
How so?
only 6% of employees actually used a hotline. They preferred talking to their manager 30% more than using a hotline. Wow.
Okay.
So hotlines, they capture just a tiny slice. The data is incomplete for understanding the real trends.
So that brings us to the dedicated ER tech platforms. What makes them different?
This is really the focus. They're built specifically for ER's complexity. Robust documentation, often guided investigation workflows.
What does guided mean there?
It means the system prompts you. Follow these steps, ask these questions, collect these documents, ensures consistency, best practices. And confidentiality is baked in. Sophisticated permissions, role-based access, SSO, GDPR considerations.
Got it. Security's key.
Absolutely. And they deliver the strategic data the analytics leadership needs.
The guide lists key features. Beyond guided investigations, what else is crucial?
Analytics and insights are huge, not just reports, but seeing patterns, proactive stuff.
Right.
Integration is key with your HRIS hotlines. Security and permissions, non-negotiable. Centralized workflows for collaboration, and good training and support from an ER-savvy vendor.
Makes sense. And briefly, the build versus buy question.
For ER, the guide leans heavily towards buy. Building in-house is just too complex, too hard to keep up with best practices and legal shift.
Okay, so buying a dedicated platform seems the way to go.
Yeah.
How do you make the business case for that investment?
You're talking to the C-suite, right? CEO, general counsel, CHRO. The value isn't just efficiency.
It's risk.
Huge part of it, protecting the brand, reputation, but also using data for strategic insights about culture, employee experience, reducing risk overall.
And there's an ROI figure mentioned.
Yeah, the guide cites a Forrester study, an average 520% ROI for dedicated ER tech.
520%? Wow, that's significant.
It really is. Think about reduced legal costs, investigator time saved, avoiding reputational hits. It adds up.
Okay, so it's pretty clear. The right tools really are essential for managing employee relations effectively today.
Yeah, they allow ER to be strategic, not just, putting out fires.
So for everyone listening, think about your own challenges with employee issues right now. How does knowing about these tech options change how you think about improving things, improving the experience for your people?
And here's something to really mull over. If the right tech can give your leaders strategic insights about culture, about risks, before they even know to ask, what does that actually change about how HR and ER are seen and the role they play in your organization?